95.3 Gorilla.
Did you know what day this is? Because I know what day this is.
Monday.
Today's Monday.
Are you ready for it?
Are you ready for this?
Ready for what?
Ready for what?
Loud early morning
entertainment.
Can you do that?
Do people think you do that? Do you do that?
Do what?
Entertain me.
Do you do a lot of entertaining?
I do it all day long.
All day long? 5 days a week.
Okay, well, let's get it started then.
Buckle up! It's
Happy Monday! Showtime! Here we go. It's Ryan. What is going on? Welcome on into July 6th today. Hope you had a nice, wonderful 4th of July weekend. But, you know, besides the freedom and the America and the 250 and all that kind of stuff that we all know about, it was also the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest weekend. Yes, they do this every year on the weekend of the 4th of July, and they crowned a winner. I can't believe this is a real thing. Listen to how many hot dogs this idiot ate. Listen to this.
This is the Nathan's Famous 4th of July Hot Dog Eating Contest presented by Polly Mott.
Get on with it.
And this is the 18-time champion of the world.
Uh-oh.
With 66 Nathan's Famous hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes.
What?
Joey Chestnut!
66 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. Somebody get this man to an emergency room.
95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin on 95.3 Gorilla.
Okay, so today we're talking about things that we can all agree on, no matter what our backgrounds, political ideologies, doesn't matter. What are some things we can all agree on? Like everybody agrees on in America. I'm going to start with a couple, okay? Number one, hot dogs are sandwiches. Number two, pineapple belongs on pizza. Not going to hear anything else about that. Number three, oh, people are big mad now. Here come the phone calls. number three, Thanksgiving is objectively the best holiday. Okay, right? Oh boy, I'm gonna make some enemies today. What you got? What are some things that are objectively true? Things that we can all agree on. Mandy is first. Mandy, good morning. What you got?
There are certain body shapes and sizes that should not wear spandex.
No spandex for certain people. Yeah, without defining who those people might be, yes, I think you're absolutely right. There are certain people, not going to say who they are, who should never wear spandex. I like it. Who's next?
Peanut butter jars should have a lid on both sides.
Double-lidded peanut butter jars. Wow. Okay, first of all, hold on. I think you should patent that and you would make like millions, okay? Double-sided peanut butter jars. Lids on both ends. I love it. Great idea. Alyssa has one about personal hygiene. Alyssa, what is it?
Substituting extra cologne for bathing doesn't fool anyone.
Ooh, that's some nasty stuff right there. No, I don't think it does. I think we can all agree on that. You got to wash. You got to bathe. That's gross. A lot of ladies on the phone this morning. I got Karen next. Karen, go for it. What's something we should all be able to agree on?
That all exes, ex-wives, and husbands should have to live 5 states away.
At least. Or in Texas, right? Okay, the exes need to live in Texas or 5 states away. I agree with that. And Amanda, you get the last word today. What's something we should all be able to agree on in 2026?
Just because it says one size fits all, don't believe it. I'm all about big girls, but no, nobody want to see all that.
Uh-huh.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
You know, I really love that the Kelce family just seems like they're all normal people and their son married the most, you know, the most famous pop star in the history of the world. Donna Kelce, this is Travis's mom, at the airport, made her first public comment. This is actually at the Macy's 4th of July fireworks in New York City. She was on her way to the airport. She made her first public comment about the wedding. Okay, this was billed to me as spills the beans about the wedding. This is what she actually said. This is what the media says is spilling the beans about the wedding.
I really can't see a heck of a lot except it was magical, man. Magical.
Three words. That's all we get from Travis's mom. It was magical. That's it. Allegedly, Paul McCartney performed I Want to Hold Your Hand. First time that song has been performed in more than 58 years, if he actually did that at Taylor's wedding. Everybody says that he did. Now, everybody's still talking about the buzz from America's royal wedding, and I'm not even kidding about this. They gave a ton of money just before the wedding happened. They gave millions and millions of dollars in donations, including a couple of $1 million to Dolly Parton's children's charity. Dolly thanked them publicly this weekend.
Taylor and Travis, it's Dolly, and I was just told that you two are making a donation of $2 million to my imagination library. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, that's really nice. We love Dolly. She's a national treasure. Elsewhere around the internet and around showbiz this past weekend, Dave Chappelle went on CNN on Friday night before the 4th of July, and he was, you know, saying some things he shouldn't have been saying. Dave dropping the F-bomb once or twice.
Sorry, we got a bad delay.
Yeah, we got a
delay.
Why do you dig the 4th of July? You were born in Washington, D.C.
What the f*** are you doing? You can't say that.
Oh, Dave. We love Dave Chappelle. Who doesn't love Dave Chappelle? Finally today, the YouTube channel There I Ruined It, one of my all-time favorites, doing Lee Greenwood singing Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA. I'm pretty sure that there was some AI used in the creation of this monstrosity. Listen to this.
I put my hands up, they're playing my song, the butterflies fly away. I'm nodding my head like, yeah, and moving my hips like, yeah. I got my hands up, they're playing my song, they know I'm gonna be okay. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
Here it comes.
It's a party in the USA.
We need to unplug all the AI computers, like, right now.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
Rocky's got a big birthday today. Sylvester Stallone is 80.
Excuse me. I can't believe this has happened. I can't. And I just want to say thanks to Apollo. Fight me, Apollo.
Happy birthday to Mr. Stallone. That, of course, was from Rocky 2. Kevin Hart, the comedian, turns 47 today.
I think I try to impress women too much. That's a big problem I got. I do. I went out and brought a big truck just to impress women. You know. Did you know that everybody looks tall in a truck? Did you know that? I didn't know that. I had to find out the hard way, you know, because I like to flirt. And one day I was at the stoplight and I saw this girl. I was like, damn, baby, you look good. Why don't you pull over? Let me talk to you for a second. She's like, all right, he kind of cute. Her girlfriend high five. They was happy, you know. She's like, all right, well, get out. Come talk to me. And I can't get out my truck, you know. I got to jump out, right?
Happy birthday to Kevin Hart. On this date back in 1994, one of the best movies ever officially was released in theaters. July 6, 94, Forrest Gump dropped at your local theater.
Do you want a chocolate? I could eat about 1.5 million of these. My mom always said life was like a box of chocolates.
You never know.
You never know what you're going to get.
You just never know. On this date back in 1957, okay, that was 69 years ago today, a 16-year-old kid met a 15-year-old kid for the first time at a church dinner, and the rest was history. On this date, July 6, 1957, 16-year-old John Lennon met 15-year-old Paul McCartney. Their collaboration would go all the way to the Beatles. And finally, today is National Fried Chicken Day. Here's a KFC commercial from the late 80s.
Why you bother me, boy? Are you crazy?
I'm a chicken hawk and you're a chicken. Are you coming quietly or do I have to mush you up?
That's Foghorn Leghorn and Bugs Bunny for KFC in the 80s. There's your flashback freakout today. Have a wonderful Monday. It's July 6th.